Sheer Factor by Gary Davidson, an audiobook read by a guy doing an impression of Rusty the Rooster from The Friendly Giant. Chapter 14, The Emperor's New Resignation, December 11th, 2019.
And he knew things would be tough. There had been editorials before the vote, even in Saskatchewan newspapers, claiming this was Andy's election to lose. And he thought that was unfair. Justin had the same celebrity factor that had put Trump in the White House, and youthful charm that seemed to make everyone forget his every mistake. All Andy had was that he wasn't Justin, spoke bad French, and had a grin that was only occasionally creepy. And while they knew winning the election was never going to be easy, the only mistake they'd made was hiding his education, certification, and citizenship, all of which he felt they'd weathered nicely. And after the vote, Andy had gone immediately on the attack, knowing that the sooner Parliament resumed, the quicker he could bring about repeated non-confidence motions that eventually would take Justin's weak-willed government down. But even before the throne speech, the sharks were circling. Pierre Poilievre was attacking him. Rona Ambrose was attacking him. Even that horse-faced traitor Peter MacKay was attacking him. The biggest insult was that loser Lisa Raitt stepping forward, particularly after she'd lost her seat in the last election to a snowboarder. People on the Twitter were being mean too, with one of them repeatedly asking him if he was house hunting yet. The leadership review wasn't until April, and already people were looking to replace him. Unless Andy could get into the Prime Minister's office before then, he was sure to lose his free house, driver, chef, car, security detail, travel expenses, and God knows what else. With all that going wrong, the last thing he needed was a call from the boss. Stephen Harper, Andy gulped? He's on the phone? He gulped again? After his secretary confirmed it, a real one, and not the political or managerial kind, he picked up the handset and pushed the flashing button. Yes, sir, Mr. Prime Minister, sir, Andy stammered. What can I do for you? Resign, said the deadened voice on the other end. What? Andy said weakly, but sir. I'm looking over your expenses, Harper continued. You've been charging the party for your kid's private school? Andy was stunned. It was part of the deal, he said. The party executive signed off on it. I'm on the board, Harper curtly stated. I wasn't notified. Well, sir, Andy sat up feeling like this wasn't his problem. I think that's a matter between you and the executive, but it was part of the package and they agreed to it. Why? Because Ottawa private schools are way more expensive than Regina ones, Andy said. This sort of thing happens all the time, he repeated what they told him. No, Harper said. Doesn't. The line went dead a moment. Andy couldn't tell if he'd been cut off or if the boss had paused. Those things are for the transition, not forever. Oh, Andy said. The rest of the call was laced with words Andy didn't think the boss knew. He was flustered by the end of it. I have to resign, Andy said to Hamish later. What for? Hamish replied. Because yesterday's man told you to? Everyone is telling me to, said Andy. Jill even thinks some of the kids at school are saying it to my kids. Damn bullies, Hamish yelled. Always kicking someone when they're down. What am I going to do? Andy said. I can't afford to be in Ottawa without... He looked around. This! And then he shuddered. And Jill will have to start cooking again. He shuddered a second time. Hamish wasn't listening. He had his smartphone out, was dialing someone else. Who are you calling? Andy wondered. Dick Cheney, Hamish said. Who else? They laid everything out to Dick, who frankly didn't understand the problem.
700,000 is chump change.
Not up here, Hamish said. We only have a tenth of your population, maybe a fifth of your donor base. That's a lot of money. And it's probably more like 900,000, Andy added. Hamish looked at him with his shoulders up, mouthing, seriously?
Well,
said Dick over the speaker.
I've been looking into your goofy system of government ever since the election, and if our plan's going to work, then you need to get people talking about something else.
Great, Andy said excitedly. If anyone knew how to keep him from having to resign, it was going to be Dick Cheney. How?
Resign,
Dick said. The air got sucked out of the room like a decompressing spaceship.
Don't actually step down, you idiot.
Cheney countered.
You stay on as interim leader. That way no one's calling for your resignation, and you're free to bring down the little snot-nosed liberal and his brat pack. Because unless I'm mistaken, even the interim leader of the second-place party will become prime minister if this government falls. Right?
Andy looked at Hamish. Hamish looked at Andy. They'd have until April to pull it off.
Once you're running things, you can retract your resignation as the guy who delivered. No one's going to be calling for your replacement then.
Dick Cheney added.
Am I right?